With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration has announced trade frameworks with four Central and South American countries.
The White House says it has come to terms with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The trade frameworks are aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The deals haven't been finalized, but are expected to be signed within about 2 weeks.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Trump also announcing the removal of U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and other commodities. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Kyiv, killing six people and wounding at least 35.
This was the most severe attack on Kyiv for several weeks. Explosions could be seen and heard across the night sky as Russian missiles and drones competed with the capital's air defenses. The emergency services said many people had been wounded and there were reports of several deaths. Pictures posted on social media showed direct hits on several high-rise apartment blocks. There was also damage caused by falling debris, with reports of fires in buildings across much of the city. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, described it as a massive enemy attack and warned supplies of power and water could be restricted. Public transport was also disrupted.
BBC correspondent James Lansdale. The military says its 20th strike on boats transporting drugs has killed four people in the Caribbean Sea. The latest attack happened the same day before Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced two strikes had been carried out the day before. The Trump administration continues to deploy American warships focused on stopping the flow of drugs into the U.S. The FAA announcing rollbacks with some of its restrictions on commercial flights at 40 major U.S. airports that have been in place November 7th. The cutbacks begin as of tomorrow morning. This is SRN News. Texas will be allowed a ban on drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the state can bar all, quote, sexually oriented performances if they take place in the presence of children. Texas lawmakers are not seeking to outlaw drag shows entirely. They just want to end the practice of kids watching them. State Attorney General Ken Paxton hailed the ruling, saying, quote, I will always work to shield our children from exposure to erotic and inappropriate sexually oriented performances. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of 17 transgender members of the Air Force is suing over what they claim is the military's unlawful revocation of their early retirement pensions and benefits. The lawsuit comes several months after the Air Force confirmed that it would deny all transgender service members who have served less than 2 years the option to retire early and would instead separate them without retirement benefits. Shortly after coming to the office, the president issuing a ban on transgenderism in the military. This is SRN News. A fast-moving wildfire has damaged at least 15 structures and forced evacuation in picturesque Mono County, east of Yosemite National Park, a California county along the Nevada state border last night. More from correspondent Karen Chimas.
The Pack Fire forced the closure of part of a highway as firefighters worked to contain it on Thursday. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the fire had grown to about 5.3 square miles by Thursday night. It also said the fire had been whipped up by strong gusts of wind that reached as strong as 50 miles per hour. But by Thursday evening, the department announced that fire activity has decreased due to precipitation in the area. I'm Karen Chamas.
The major north-south highway US 395 was closed for a time near Mammoth Lakes Resort area. It has since been reopened to traffic. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.